This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
One of the single most important principles that I learned in business is that there will always be people that hate on anything that you do. They'll hate on you, they'll hate on your business, they'll hate on your ideas. That's just simply part of the equation. You sign up for it. Whenever you want to build something dope, whenever you want to become somebody great, people will always have an opinion. And it's okay, they can have an opinion, they can talk. But understand that usually the talkers are not the doers. When you build your business, I know a lot of you guys get anxious and you're like, hey, like, what are people going to think? A lot of you guys want to build personal brands. You're going to be like, well, what are people going to think? A lot of you guys are out here trying to create custom products or custom softwares, and you worry about what are people going to think? None of it matters. None of it matters. One, because those people aren't paying your bills. It's usually brokies that have opinions. It's never people that are actually doing something or contributing something to the world. As I evaluate the most successful people, whether from the Wright brothers, which created the first airplane and flew that thing, they always had critics, to Noah in the Bible. People said, no, it's not gonna rain. And he spent 100 years building an ark. People criticized. People criticized the most benevolent, the nicest people in the world. And when I realized that the best people, the best businesses get criticized all the time, I decided to stop giving a fuck. In fact, there is an interview, it was a live panel, I think it was a keynote that Steve Jobs was giving to Apple investors. You can probably search it. I recommend that you watch it because it's really good. Steve Jobs gets criticized or responds to criticism.
Yes.
Mr. Jobs, you're a bright and influential man.
Here it comes.
It's sad and clear that on several counts you've discussed, you don't know what you're talking about. I would like, for example, for you to express in clear terms how, say, Java, in any of its incarnations, addresses the ideas embodied in OpenDoc. And when you're finished with that, perhaps you could tell us what you personally have been doing for the last 7 years.
You know, you can please some of the people some of the time, but one of the hardest things when you're trying to affect change is that people like this gentleman are right in some areas. I'm sure that there are some things OpenDoc does, probably even more that I'm not familiar with, that nothing else out there does. And I'm sure that you can make some demos, maybe a small commercial app that demonstrates those things. The hardest thing is, how does that fit in to a cohesive, larger vision that's going to allow you to sell $8 billion, $10 billion of product a year? And one of the things I've always found is that you've got to start with the customer experience and work backwards to the technology. You can't start with the technology and try to figure out where you're going to try to sell it. And I've made this mistake probably more than anybody else in this room. And I've got the scar tissue to prove it. And I know that it's the case. And as we have tried to come up with a strategy and a vision for Apple, it started with what incredible benefits can we give to the customer? Where can we take the customer? Not starting with, let's sit down with the engineers and figure out what awesome technology we have and then how are we going to market that? And I think that's the right path to take. I remember with the LaserWriter, we built the world's first small laser printer, as you know, and there was awesome technology in that box. We had the first Canon laser printing, cheap laser printing engine in the world, in the United States here at Apple. We had a very wonderful printer controller that we designed. We had Adobe's PostScript software in there. We had AppleTalk in there. Just awesome technology in the box. And I remember seeing the first printout come out of it and just picking it up and looking at it and thinking, you know, we can sell this. Because you don't have to know anything about what's in that box. All we have to do is hold this up and go, do you want this? And if you can remember back to 1984 before laser printers, it was pretty startling to see that. People went, whoa, yes. And that's where Apple's got to get back to. And, you know, I'm sorry that OpenDoc's a casualty along the way. And I readily admit there are many things in life that I don't have the faintest idea what I'm talking about. So I apologize for that, too. But there's a whole lot of people working super, super hard right now at Apple. You know, Avi, John, Guarino, Fred. I mean, the whole team is working, burning the midnight oil, trying to, and people, you know, hundreds of people below them, to execute on some of these things, and they're doing their best. And I think that what we need to do, and some mistakes will be made, by the way. Some mistakes will be made along the way. That's good, because at least some decisions are being made along the way. And we'll find the mistakes, we'll fix them. And I think what we need to do is support that team going through this very important stage as they work their butts off. They're all getting calls, being offered three times as much money to go do this, do that, the valley's hot, and none of them are leaving. And I think we need to support them and see them through this and write some damn good applications to support Apple out in the market. That's my own point of view. Mistakes will be made. Some people will be pissed off. Some people will not know what they're talking about. But I think it is so much better than where things were not very long ago. And I think we're going to get there.
And long story short, it's this investor in Apple that says, hey, you know, Apple's progressing and doing all these things, but enlighten us on what you've been doing for the last X amount of years. Basically kind of shitting on him and telling him, you haven't done anything in public in front of everybody. And mind you, this is one of the best technological innovators of the century, an absolute revolutionary in every regard. So when you begin to evaluate that, there's always critics, there's always people talking, but they're not the ones doing. You can't let that deter you. You can't let that get in your way. Because one, most people don't care. That's the truth. Most people don't care. Two, the talkers are rarely the doers, so ignore them. And number three, you need to be comfortable in your own skin. You need to be in a situation where you know what you stand for, you know the businesses that you want to build, you know how much money you want to make, you know what type of people you want to impact. And based off of that, you continue moving forward. Understanding that the talkers are usually part of the equation, the haters are part of the equation, the critics are part of the equation, but that's what it comes and that's what it costs to become great. Any musician has haters. Any athlete has haters. Look at the best athletes in the world. They have critics all the time, but those critics rarely get on the court. Those critics rarely get on the field. So when you understand the dichotomy and the difference between the hater and the doer, you liberate your spirit and you stop caring about people's opinion. So today's data set is about disregarding the hater, disregarding the critic. Let them do their own thing. Let them consider their own thoughts. Let them think that they're right. Let them shit on your business. Let them shit on you. It doesn't make a difference. Continue moving forward. Continue elevating. Develop the things that you want to develop. Create the things that you want to create. And understand that when it's all said and done, and when you're lying on that deathbed, all these haters won't be there. All the critics, they won't be there. The ones that will be there is you and yourself. And you're going to have to hold yourself accountable for what you did with your time, what you did with your talent, what you did with the opportunities at hand, and what you did with your life. So move forward, move with power, move with dedication every single day, and get better and better and better. That's the data set.